You're good.
Michael was formerly with CLA. He took a little vacation and now he's joined our firm, and so he's going to be helping us with our board, our administration efforts, and our board meetings. And so I don't know if any of you've met or talked to Michael before. Michael, do you want to maybe just take a second and introduce yourselves for everybody?
Sure. Hi, board. I think we have met once or twice before at the beginning, but I'm happy to be with Snow Jensen. And so, if you guys have any questions, let me know. But good to be with you guys.
So what we anticipate is that going forward, unless there are legal issues that either Victoria or I need to be present for, Michael will probably handle most of our board meetings going forward. So I wanted to make sure you got an introduction to him. Of course, you have access to us as well anytime you need us, so you can just let us know. But
Okay, thanks. And welcome aboard, Michael. It's good to have you.
thanks, appreciate it.
okay, let's dive in here. This is a special meeting of the Auto Mall and Retail PID Board of Trustees. We want to call this meeting to order and, for the record, make a note of who's present. I'm here at the anchor location, Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese, with Jennifer Gowans, our administrative assistant. And maybe we'll just let everybody call out their names and introduce themselves for the record.
Larry Myler.
Adam Campbell.
Heather McDougall, board member.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese.
Okay, great. So jumping right into the agenda, our only consent item today is to approve the minutes of the previous board meeting, which was held on May 18th. Those were circulated board, I think, earlier today. So if there's any questions, you can ask them now, or I would look for a motion to approve those minutes.
I don't have any questions. I took a look at them and they looked fine to me. So I would move that we approve the minutes from May 18th, 2023.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
We have another aye.
I think
Larry? Larry have voted aye.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear
James
you,
in the other
Larry.
boat. He's not here. I don't have a boat.
Okay, thank you. And I should have noted for the record that James is not present, but we do have a quorum. Okay, moving into our action items. Both of our action items and our non-action item today actually involve budget and financial matters. So I'm going to turn the time over to Shelby and let her run through these items, and then we'll come back to the agenda to take action as needed. So Shelby, do you want to take over?
Sure, thank you. And board, I'm planning to kind of take all three of those items together, the two action items and then the non-action item. So first, I would just note we had an agenda item for a 2023 budget amendment. We'll see as we review the 2024 draft budget that no amendment is anticipated to be needed for 2023. So we'll just have the minutes reflect that. So going into the budget document, and I'll kind of review the 930 actuals within here that were also provided in separate financial statements, and then also talk about the 2024 draft budget. So first page we'll look at is the district's general fund. So actuals through 930, we had about 8,300 in expenditures recorded for insurance and then some legal and accounting. We have a transfer in recorded of about 8,300 from the capital projects fund to fund those costs. My 2023 estimates, you'll see, are about half of what the original budget was, really due to, pretty much just a half of a year, a little bit more, in which we were providing the services. And then for 2024, a budget of about 5,000. Also being funded here, I show is a transfer from other funds from the Capital Projects Fund. One note I did realize that we missed on this initial draft is that we'll have an audit cost for 2023. So we'll basically move that miscellaneous into an audit line item for next year. Next page, and feel free to stop me with the questions along the way. Next page is the district's debt service fund. So actuals here, about $22,000 in interest income. The $1.6 million was the transfer from the capital projects fund from the bond issuance earlier this year. That really went to fund the debt service reserve and then to fund the initial kind of mandatory redemption on those bonds that was needed, which is the $234,000 you see here in bond principal. So 2023 estimates just added a little bit of interest income through the end of the year. And then for 2024, we've estimated interest at about 3%. I think that that is a little bit conservative based on where current rates are. I believe what the district is invested in is at about 4.93% as of today. And then for the expenditures, we just have the annual paying agent fees to UMB, and then the ending fund balance, about $1,465,000, which covers the required reserve fund. And then last fund we have is the capital projects fund. So again, actuals through 9/30, we have the bond issuance proceeds, interest income about $163,000. And then expenditures, we have just under $3.4 million in capital outlay costs, $643,000 in bond issue costs, and then the transfers to the debt service fund and general fund for the expenditures, and then to establish the reserve fund. So estimates, again, we added a little bit of interest income through the end of the year. Capital outlay, we just bumped up to $4 million as kind of a shot in the dark based on where we were through September. Our issuance costs, we had left steady with just under $10 million anticipated to fall into 2024. And then there, again, we estimated interest at about 3% with the transfer to the general fund and debt service fund to cover expenditures. We have just under $10.1 million for capital outlay expenditures. So maybe I'll pause there. Specifically on the capital outlay costs, is there any kind of feedback from the board? Do those amounts seem off in either 23 or 24?
Right. Yeah, that seems about right. We might have a little bit more through the end of 2023.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's worth updating that since it's just an estimate for 2023 and it'll come through in the audit anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth doing any kind of revision to that to something a little bit more updated through the end of the year, or what's your preference?
You know, if you think that we could come in a little bit over, I'd probably just leave it at the $4 million. Just because we show everything being appropriated in 2024,
yeah.
Then if we have a little less to carry over, we're still covered and wouldn't necessarily need an amendment for next year. So I think
it definitely will be under that. That's for sure.
Okay. I think then we can probably leave unless, you know, we get to this point next month and we're trending higher than that, then we can adjust it.
I'd say that's appropriate. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other comments, questions on the draft budget or the 9/30 financials for that matter?
Okay.
No.
Well, thanks, Shelby. That takes us back to our agenda. And like Shelby noted, it doesn't look like there is an amendment required for 2023. So we'll just have the minutes note that we don't need to take action on item C1 on the agenda. That takes us to item C2, which is the proposed the tentative operating capital budget for calendar year 2024. So we need a motion from the board to approve the tentative budget and set a public hearing to take comment. And then we can, after we take the motion, the vote, we can talk about a date for that follow-up meeting.
I so move.
Second.
Okay, thanks. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That passes. Thank you. So looking at the calendar, we do need a minimum of about 2 weeks in order to have time to post for this next meeting because it is a public hearing. But we can do anything between now and the end of the year.
Maybe December 25th.
Yeah. We can all celebrate together.
And guarantee no public will be there.
Yeah, for sure. So if we're looking at Mondays, something around the same time as what we're doing now, what does everybody's availability look like on maybe the 4th or the 11th of December?
The 11th would be better for me. That would be good for me.
Okay. Shelby, are you available on the 11th?
I am, yep.
Okay.
We have a 10 o'clock, but other than that, I think we're good. So anytime after noon or 9 o'clock in the morning for me.
What if we just do the same time, 1 p.m. on Monday, December 11th?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Great. We'll plan on that then. And Jennifer will get out an invitation to everybody. And we'll proceed from there. So, that's all the business we have for today. Is everything going okay? You guys need anything from us? Anything you need us to give some attention to?
I think we're fine on this particular project.
Okay.
When the recording ends, we'll let you know about a potential second one that's coming, if that's okay.
That sounds good. Why don't we go ahead and have a motion to adjourn, and then we can do that.
I move we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. We'll stop the recording.